This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by Central Bank, City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, New Life, Pindertal, Prince Masters, RF Banking Trust, Raw Star Assurance, Southwest Plaza, and Star General. Insurance made simple.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I am hearing myself a great deal. So see if you can help me with that, please. So glad that you could join us, ladies and gentlemen. Give us a call on the show today. The numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or 325-4316, 325-4316. From the Family Islands, you can call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us today on 422-4796. That's 442-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. So I have three sons. Two of them are born in May. The two who are born in May, my first and my second son, are 3 years apart, and their birthdays are 3 days apart. Y'all heard me? 3 years apart, 3 days apart. One was born on May 21st. That's Trivago Sean Lang Jr. That's my firstborn. And my secondborn, Jamal Ming, was born on May 24th. And this year, we determined and celebrated their birthdays in Toronto, where their sister, who's my third child, my only daughter, is studying. And so we spend the weekend in Toronto. Had a great time connecting with them. You know, being without your adult children is different than being with your very young children, even though it's both are different good. But ladies and gentlemen, we had a great time. We were able to visit some of Canada, Toronto sites like CN Tower and them. But let me tell you all something. I'm going to tell you all this. This is the God honest truth. For all of us, the most special time we had was we went to Old Nassau in Toronto 242. And let me tell you all something. That's a Bahamian restaurant that Kalandra Edgecombe is the proprietor. Let me tell you something. Listen to me. You're not really endorsed products unless he really believes them, right? Eh? Let me tell you something. That, you know, when you go away sometimes and you hear people serving Bahamian food like them folks who what the name now? Palmer Breezes. They're there in the States and them, right? And you taste the food and you go like, And then you go other places, they say they got Kung Fritter or they got Kung Salad, and you go like, oh my gosh. Kung Cousin or Kung Cousin, 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 or some Bahamian food, Cousin, 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 Cousin. Listen to me, man. When Old Nassau tell you they have authentic Bahamian food, trust me, they have authentic Bahamian food. I told Madam Edgecombe, I said, ma'am, young Bahamian proprietor, restaurateur. I said, listen, ma'am, you nail this. Nail it. Guess what now? What you think I had? I go on there, I had me some chicken and fried. I had me some chicken in the bag. And let me tell you all something, ain't miss nothing. Oh, a very piece of bone give me in old Nassau. And my kids had whatever meals they had, all they could do is say, daddy, whether it was the macaroni or the potato salad or the peas and rice or the group of fingers or whatever they had, they were like, this is for real. Then on the menu that day, this was Saturday, they had pea soup and dumpling. But listen, let me tell you all something. When I look at the pea soup and dumpling, just look at it. I said, all of us said the same thing. I said, mother sick, that look like Grammy on. That's what they said. I said, that look like my mommy on. And when I taste that pea soup and dumpling, let me tell you all something, man. Ain't miss a lick. You hear me? Not a lick. And I couldn't stop telling, and she could tell you this, Kaylandra, what a fantastic job she had done. Man, fantastic job. We had some, they call it sky juice, but it's gully wash. Man, let me tell you all something. That child you see there, Bahamian child you see there, oh, yeah, man. She representing the 242. You hear me? You can't find that food. You can't find that food plenty places right here in the Bahamas. So I think she's listening. I only want to congratulate her and her staff, man. Oh, and they gave great service, not just to me. I saw them before they knew who I was. And I walked inside. I saw them giving their service to people. And, hey, they're doing it right. Yes, sir. They're doing it right. If you get to Toronto, you go there to Old Nassau. Please, I promise you, unless something drastically changed, your experience will be unforgettable. Unforgettable. Absolutely unforgettable. And what a fantastic job. Man, we have the bigger Bahamians when they're doing great things, man. And I'm talking about the delivery of that product. And I agree, me and my sons and them were saying how Bahamian food, when it on point, man, you can't match that nowhere. Can't match it nowhere. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Great, as usual, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
I'm good, man, how you?
Great, man. Boy, where the place is what you're talking about? Because some of these
it's in Toronto. It's in Toronto.
Oh, in Toronto, eh?
Yeah, this Toronto, man. This Toronto. Good food like that, too. But I'm saying this Toronto.
These people can't cook.
Well, my brother, I don't know which people you're talking about, but I can tell you. But listen to me. Kaylandra Edgecombe and her team. Oh, sugar. I'm telling you, bro. And listen to me. My mother was one of the most fantastic Bahamian cooks you could find. Many people will tell you that. It's not just me. And if you see her children tell you, listen, but that kicking, boy, you listen to me, that kicking and that lady food, that pea soup and dumpling I had, I've been jonesing for some of that from I left there.
Yeah, but where could go for some good food in Nassau?
Well, I ain't gonna call no name because they want to advertise. Listen, if you're a restaurant in Nassau, I'm gonna take up that young man's challenge. Come on the show. It can cost you a little bit, you know, because this is the Guardian station. I can't. Come on the show and make your case. Make the case. I can't tell him where to go. I can tell
Mr.
you where
Lang,
to go in Freeport.
When last you taste a good peas and rice? So these people can't cook. We have lost the ability to cook Bahamian food. I had some peas and rice the other day. It tastes like grits.
Listen, restaurants in Nassau. Are you all listening to this gentleman? Are you all listening to him? Is that for real?
Mr. Lang.
That's sad. That's sad. That's the capital of the Bahamas.
I use the word WTF on a daily basis.
Oh, my goodness. No, man.
Is
for real?
Bad?
Oh, my goodness,
Lang,
buddy.
We have lost the ability to cook Bahamian food. These food tastes bad.
Now, let me tell you something. We organizing a pop-up Finesse in Nassau. Of course, we got to go through the Ministry of Finance, but business license to do it. But come see what you tell me after that.
I can go there.
I wouldn't believe you are a restaurant in Nassau listening to this gentleman say what he's saying. You should call up and you say, Mr. Lang, let me prove him wrong.
Mr. Lang,
peas and rice.
The food tastes bad.
Peas and rice wrong if it was a baby.
Sir,
what exactly you find wrong with the peas and rice?
Okay, for one, right? The texture. The texture is off. It like sort of
is it too soft? Is it too soft or is it too hot?
Too soft.
Okay, so that means they're not to cook the rice. They're not to cook the rice well. Okay.
No. And then the macaroni, the macaroni tastes bad. The texture of the macaroni is just awful.
What is it with the texture of the macaroni? Too mushy or too solid or what?
It's too mushy. It's too mushy on the inside. Macaroni is mushy on the inside.
So they over boiling the macaroni.
Yes, sir.
Okay. But just so you all can know, let me help you all out. Man, most pastors don't need more than 7-8 minutes. Most pastors.
I sure am the only person who have this problem in Nassau on the places and the food tastes horrible.
That's sad, my brother. I'm sad to hear that. I'm sure some people can call in and probably give you some guidance, man.
I want them gold.
I can tell you one thing, brother. If you're ever in Toronto, go to Old Nassau.
Okay, I can try.
Trust me, buddy. Go to Old Nassau. All right, bro. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussions. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand.
Are you ready to elevate your day with a burst of flavor? Look no further than Dunkin', your ultimate destination for everything delicious. From our freshly brewed coffee that is sure to pick you up, to our signature frozen beverages that will cool you down. And don't forget our mouth-watering sandwiches, made to order all day. Dunkin' has it all. And of course, our lineup of fresh donuts, muffins, and more. Dive into a world of yummy flavors at Dunkin' and bring joy to your kin.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell food to cleanse, plus an alkaline deli, on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Claim
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. Let me tell you all something, folks. The summer is not here yet, and it is kicking. You hear me? It is kicking. I have to literally sit in under the edges. It is something, man. And BPL and them, well, like they say that they're doing stuff for tree trimming and stuff like that. So we ain't load shedding yet. We're being told. But man, let me tell you something. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's going on?
Everything good?
Yeah, man.
That,
right,
that fellow was
together.
Talking a couple minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who he is, but he must have spent a lot of time locked down. Because, Brother Lang, my late 16-year-old niece could make macaroni. Come on.
Yeah, but man. That's not his point, though. His point is that he goes to restaurants or other places to eat the food, and it's not good. He didn't say Bahamians couldn't cook it.
Brother Lang, you know, guess what? You see them saying, I ain't encouraging it, but them seeing people who to sell
don't,
food or
don't
tobacco.
Don't call nobody name on this show, I ain't paying.
Huh?
I said, don't call nobody name on the show, ain't paying.
No, I ain't calling nobody name, but I say them people who to sell food on the back of them car. I don't know if it's
yes,
be locked out, but both of them food is be seasoned. Them food is be seasoned better than restaurant food. I eat better food on the back trunk of cars.
What'd you say?
You
spare,
car,
don't know if it's a spare tire?
Go to construction site and come back with food in it. And the reason
you don't
too,
know
if it's a spare tire? They're cheap. They're good price, but they're reasonable.
Okay.
Letting the man get order lunch lady for the weekend pay on Friday. He can't go in the restaurant and do that.
Yeah, but that's what he's complaining about, man. He's complaining about the restaurants. And I'm saying these restaurants, if they heard him saying that, I would imagine you won't get on the air and tell people otherwise, eh?
Man, I would have called some restaurant name, but they ain't advertising with y'all yet.
I'm
waiting for that thing to come down from Grand Bahama. What's the name of it again?
Maze,
Make sure bring that up in the South Beach area now.
We can wake away for you, because I can tell you one thing. If you taste our Bahamian fried rice.
I say make sure you have an occasion in the South Beach area, because wrong you.
I got you, brother.
Trust me, man.
All right. Thanks for calling. This text says, we'll be in Toronto with my family on the 11th June, my birthday. Wow, nice. Say, I need the old Nassau address, Mr. Lang. You got it. No problem, man. No problem. I'm sure Kalandros will be waiting for you. So I'll send you that address. It ain't hard to find. You could put it in the Google map and find it. But I definitely will send it to you. This text says, hi, Mr. Lang. I'm glad you enjoyed your trip to Toronto and that you had a wonderful time with your kids. I know the area because I previously worked at the Royal York Hotel. All right. And lived in Toronto for a while. Nice. See? See, there you go. This text is, good afternoon, sir. You ain't lied. That Bahamian restaurant in Toronto, Canada, is the bomb. My 10-year-old liked the pea soup and dumpling. Whenever she finished, her favorite line is, they put their foot in that. I can tell you that much, buddy. They put their foot in that. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Langman. You got me all excited now. Heard you mention a pop-up for Nays Pancake Place in Nassau. We coming. Okay. So now let me get a little serious with you for a minute now. Okay, see, folks, and you know, we get a little sensitive. It's political time now. Everybody's sensitive because people want their parties to win. The FNM want their FNM to win. The PLPs want their PLPs to win. The COI want their COI to win. And so now you could hardly say things, and don't yuck up somebody's vexation. Don't get somebody angry with you, looking at you with forked eyes and so forth and so forth. Well, my name is Zhivago Lang, and frankly, if a matter is as I see it so, then you guys get mad. I really honestly don't care. I'm serious. I can't care, because if I cared, then I would not be able to do the honest job hosting the show. Otherwise, I should just leave the show, because if I do, it ain't kill me. I love doing it, but I don't have to do it, right? But I'm not going to, because we now getting sensitive, I'm going to pull up. Okay, let me take this next call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
How come when you get macaroni now, back in the day, right, when you used to eat the macaroni, it used to have, you used to taste the onion, the sweet pepper, and
yes,
stuff like that.
Yeah.
How come that don't be like that no more, man?
Yes, sir. You remember what it was like, right?
Yeah,
you could taste
the
onion,
like,
the sweet pepper.
Like it don't be seasoned like how it used to be.
And then they're using that cheap cheese. If they're using cheese at all.
But I used to like when I could taste the onions, the sweet pepper and stuff like that. I don't see that no more. A lot of places around here. The food is not like how it used to be no more. It ain't no good.
Let me explain something that is kind of rich, right? It's rich food. Like the ingredient content, when properly done, will cost you something. So now you have a lot of places, because of the cost of operating, they are really trying to stretch a thing. So they may drop a couple of pieces of onion in there and drop a couple of pieces of sweet pepper in there just to ease their conscience. Right, but by and large, they're trying to stretch things out so that they don't end up with all that cost. Also, I think a lot of restaurants don't invest in the R&D in their recipes. Okay, let me tell you something, bro. In the evenings, I could be up until 12 o'clock working a recipe. Because it had to taste like something that I want to taste for me to feel like I should give it to somebody else.
Yeah. Like I say, with me, I can't tell you the last time I had from buying food from out a macaroni that makes sense. But you could taste the pepper, the onion, and the sweet pepper and stuff. Trust me. That like I don't know what's happening, but we need to get back to that.
I feel you, brother. But maybe they listen. Maybe people listen. Nassau, this is true. I've eaten at some good places in Nassau now. I can't say a lot. Most of them were not genuine. They were not Bahamian cooking foods. These were places maybe dealing with Asian food or Italian food, etc. But not a lot of Bahamian. But, you know, when I did eat at a Bahamian place one time, I asked myself, you think these people just taste the food they serving the people?
I swear.
That's because to me, like, that's really the key, isn't it? Taste the food. I mean, you ain't digging up in the people food you take up, but at least taste the thing you prepared.
Yeah, and that gentleman who called earlier, I can be honest with you. I judge people by the way they cook rice. If they can't cook rice properly, for me, they can't cook. Trust me. I judge you by the
look
of
the
rice.
Yeah, rice is... Rice is basic, but you know, be honest though, rice is basic, but if you don't cook it to instruction, you can miss. It can be either raw or it can be mushy, but you gotta cook it to instruction.
I'd be looking at the seasoning, you know what I mean? Because some rice like you eating rice, you ain't eating no flavor, man, you know?
Yeah, because you got to taste, you have to taste the water the rice is boiling in.
Yeah, but the ratio would cover it up, boy, they ain't cooking like how it used to be, I can be honest with you.
Yeah, I got you, brother, I understand.
Yeah. All right.
All right, thanks for calling, we appreciate you calling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to tell you all about a serious matter, man, I want to talk to you all about. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, everybody. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, send me
Are you looking to save for a big purchase or occasion? Do you want your money to start making money for you? Well, let me introduce myself. My name is Bond, the Bahamas Government Savings Bond. I am guaranteed to earn interest on your money with terms ranging from 1 to 6 years. Government Savings Bonds are available to all Bahamians, and for as little as $100, you can start to save for your future. The Bahamas Government Saving Bond, a safe investment guaranteed. Check out the Central Bank of the Bahamas website for details.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Humboldt and BTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Babe! The car?
I ain't marsh the car. The lady who run into me marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. You know, when you invest in something and it produces fruit, it really is a special something. Businesses and restaurants. So my pomegranate tree is producing pomegranates. My Barbadian cherry trees, Barbadian cherries. My guava tree, guava, my hog plum tree. Hog plum. Like, that's really special, man. That's precious, right? To see that and be able to. And I grew these trees from like babies or seedlings. And that's just really, really, really something. Anyway, God is good. Praise his name. This text says, Mr. Lang, when it comes to macaroni, I prefer to get a smaller slice with all the ingredients than to have a bigger slice with no taste. Let me tell y'all something. Can I tell you, baby, something? Y'all don't get mad with me. Can I tell y'all something? Don't get mad with me, please. We are very big-eyed. And we want people to give us a lot of food, or we just go walk away sucking our teeth. We have no idea the cost of operating these restaurants and the cost of ingredients these days. But we want big eye food. Well, don't be shocked then, just like this gentleman is saying, don't be shocked that people then start giving you big slices of stuff that have no flavor. Seasoning costs money. Water don't cost as much. Cheese is expensive. So what do they do? Oh, you want pasta? And you put any big piece of macaroni, ain't got no flavor. Why? Because the flavor costs money. But if you had a smaller slice, which is better for your health, because we eat two big portions, we do, then you could get a smaller, tastier flavor, a and enjoy your macaroni and your potato salad and your peas and rice and your meat. And again, we shouldn't have all of these carbs, but if you can have them in smaller portions and go exercise when you're done, you'd be better off. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Just listening to the conversation. And there's only men who call in. But okay. I'm calling in with the macaroni. I think
that's true. That's true.
Any restaurant who's cooking macaroni, if you can't afford to buy the right cheese, I don't think you should sell macaroni because they
are plastic.
They don't have any taste, like the gentleman say. Now, one gentleman who said he don't taste the and all of that. Now, what I do, I don't eat onions, but I cook with plenty of onion. But what I do, I grate. So you still have that flavor going in there.
You have more flavor. That is right. You know exactly how to do it. Because even if you crush the onions,
I grate.
Yeah.
So all that juice and flavor going in there. But I absolutely would ask any restaurant. And there's one or two popular ones who's around.
Mm-hmm.
One in my area, Carmichael Road, and the other one on Robinson Road, and a couple other areas they have. If you can't afford to make proper macaroni, don't make it at all.
Yeah.
And then that was the price for the cheese right there.
Because all you'll be eating is unseasoned pasta, right?
When they open up, the beets, they just throw in the beets. Oh, there, no pickle, no lemon.
Yeah, no allspice.
No onions
in the beet.
Just fresh, like the well water, nothing. I grew up old school, so I cook like how my mommy taught me to cook with tomatoes, onions.
Now, you, let me ask you a question. Are you from Nassau or are you from one of my islands?
I born here, my mommy born here.
Okay,
right here. And like when they, just like when they cook in sausage. They just throw the sausage and stuff in the thing. I brown my sausage first on the
side. You gotta fry that sausage before you put that in the steam.
You have to. Any meat what our parents cooked back then, they would brown the meat first.
Absolutely. Gotta do it. I don't want you put no raw bologna inside my thing and call that steamed sausage. And
all right, Mr. Lang, it's a pleasure listening to you. Thank you.
Likewise. Thank you for calling. Appreciate you. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Today, everyone wants to cook and cannot cook if they are spoiling white rice. You could imagine peas and rice. Please don't eat the crab and rice. The macaroni is only long, no toasted pasta, and very little cheese. I come from a family of cooks. I know good food. Yes, ma'am. This text says, yes, exactly my point, because of the cost. But smaller serving can be healthy and can be cost-saving for the restaurants. Absolutely. I mean, honestly, Bahamians, we can put these places in this direction. If we ourselves understand smaller portions are better for us, and you probably get better flavoring too, because living in restaurant business, right, and I ain't gonna lie to you, It ain't nobody, you might think people that make them a buggy load of money, but that's not true, right? You really gotta find ways to afford these ingredients for these meals, man. That's just the God honest truth, right? His text says, Mr. Lang, you have a hog plum tree. I do. That's one of my favorite native fruits, mine too. But they're so scarce now. Yeah, I see a lot of scarlet plum trees. You all know the hog plump is the yellow one, right? Says two things. I'll pay for no matter how much it costs is hog plum and sugar apple. Boy, me and you. Oh, sucky. Me and you. Do we have another call on the line?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
You realize it's the Bahamas?
But you ain't hear what I say when I step press start, big guy.
All right. You know one eye leg big as a parcel. And Mr. Lang, you have what kind of guava tree you have in your yard? You have the American guava? The regular one?
I have something called listen to me, these guavas grow big like pear, like avocado. And that's what they call it. They call pear guava.
So what kind of guava there, so?
My brother, all I can tell you, they grow, they're big, they stay pretty much green, and they're pink inside.
Okay, bring two of them by the place tomorrow, your office, and you pick up two of them. And second thing, right?
They're right here.
And coleslaw.
They're right here. Say again?
Now, how come we can't get potato salad or coleslaw properly done no more in Nassau?
Yeah, no, well, but because it's either people who doing it don't know how to, listen to me. You know what my son said about the potato salad in old Nassau and Toronto? They said, Daddy, this the genuine potato salad because they know how my mommies make it. And you could see that nice bright yellow ingredients in there. I mean, man, people just, like, if they know, they know. And you got to taste your potato salad to get it right, though.
Yeah, they can't cook potato salad. Well,
no, you guys.
I just threw it in the garbage.
Well, that's terrible. And coleslaw, man, listen, you can't. You know I don't even eat mayonnaise, and when people taste my coleslaw, they tell me, say they don't know how I do it. Because you know I can't taste it, right?
Right.
But I know how to make it. I know from the feel of that I was taught by my mother how to make a coleslaw taste like coleslaw.
But even simple as beets, we can't even get that properly done no more.
No, but because they don't know how to make beets no more. They don't know how to make beets no more. People don't know how to make beets no more, bro.
I know why. I'm telling you.
No, they ain't how to season beets.
We really need to do better, though. We can't cook. I think the problem is, right, we're too dependent on fast food. Everything we want is just jump on the fast food line and get the food. That's why we can't cook no more.
You know what I long to see? This is what I long to see, honestly. I long to see a high-end, purely Bahamian restaurant. Think about that. Let's say you're celebrating something really, really fantastic in your life, right? And you want to do it on the high end. But you want Bahamian food. What's the problem? We can't do a high-end Bahamian food?
Yeah, something wrong with that. Because when last you taste peas and rice, right? With the rice, which you pick off the tree, you have the pork inside the rice. When last you had it?
When I made it.
But when last you been out and had it?
No. Hey, man, please. Come on. You know better than that.
All right.
You know that ain't happened. Anyway, we got to take a break for news, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, maybe you'll let me get to this next point. I won't have to. I mean, I love talking about our stuff and our culture and our stuff. So they'll be back after the news break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shavago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join me here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Monday afternoon. You can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Hog Plum and Guava Tree, the aunt, peeled my trees. My coconut and avocado only trees still around. Yeah, you gotta learn how to protect these trees from pests and disease, man. You know, the other day I had to spray up my trees with a mixture of baking soda and water to protect them. You know, they got so many apps now that can be useful. You guys got to use it, you know, do what you got to do, because these fruits are going to save our lives, man. These fruits and vegetables. Let me tell you something. This is the summer come. I just took out of my fridge a half of a 20-plus pound watermelon, a half. Do you hear me? A half. And I would, what was that? To hydrate myself? Oh, my gosh. You got to be careful in this heat, man. Gotta be careful. Okay, so let me get to this. Let me tell you all something, right? I was surprised to hear Prime Minister Davis's response to the press when they asked about more details of the heads of agreement. Prime Minister Davis essentially said, as long as Freeport has been hurting and needed rescue, now that something is happening, y'all are worried about details? So you recall I told y'all before, government's responsibility is not just to get results. And let's be clear, Grand Bahama has no result. Okay? Grand Bahama has a non-binding heads of agreement signed. It's non-legally binding. Okay? It is a statement of agreement by the parties about their intentions. There's nothing concrete yet happening in Grand Bahama, right? And that's how things start. So that's not a criticism. That's just how things start. But a government can't just be about results. Good governance is not just about results. Good governance is about results while maintaining trust with the people. Can I say that to you guys again? Good governance is about delivering results while at the same time maintaining trust with the people. You know what that's like? That's like a parent telling its children. You're fed, you're clothed, your school fees are paid for, etc. That I deal drugs to do this, that I rob and steal to do this, that I do something illegal to do this, that I do unethical things to do this, that I do things that if you found out that your mommy and your daddy were doing this, even if it's not illegal, but it's unethical and it's really despicable, you shouldn't mind because I'm getting results. We know better than that. We know that that's not how it works. We know that we want to be able to say we get results the right way. And public business requires accountability, meaning that a government is willing to explain to people what it is doing. That's what accountability means. I am willing, not I'm forced. I am willing to explain to you what I'm doing. And transparency, meaning I enable you to see what I am doing. So agreement signed for Grand Bahama. First of all, can we say, this is a great thing. The government says it's a great. People who are anticipating the stuff think it's a great thing. The partners in the deal say it's a great thing. It's a great thing. Let me ask you a question. Who does not want to share the details of a great thing? Especially when it's public business. Who does not ever want to do that? Really? Can you give me one good reason? If you sign, not something you negotiate, we got to talk about negotiation on the PPL. It's still being negotiated, so we don't see it laid table because it's still being negotiated, and it's still being negotiated. Still. Prime Minister told his people, get ready for election, get ready for battle. It's still being negotiated. An election is coming, according to Prime Minister. Who does a great thing? A signed great thing. You sell the hotel for $120 million. You sign with people who are going to produce 1,700 jobs doing construction and hundreds more doing operation. It's going to transform Grand Bahama. You're going to bring life back to the city. And you get asked about the details of what you are doing, this great thing, and you play coy and you play cute, and there's nothing wrong with that. I am not supposed to think there's anything wrong with that. You're supposed to pretend I'm against what you're doing? You really believe that people will think I'm against what you're doing because I asked for the details? Guess what? The devil is in the details, and sometimes the details is why a thing don't run. Can I say it again? I didn't even invent this expression. The devil is in the details, and the details is sometimes a thing don't run. Why a thing don't run? Why? Because the details, the nasty little stuff that gets in the way that allows somebody in 90 days to pull out if it don't work, or it ain't working, or it ain't going. I was in disagreement because it could be in the agreement. I don't know. Do you know what's in the agreement? Did you see it? It's public. It is public business. Heads of agreement are not private affairs. They are public business. And the Prime Minister of our country promised a new day. Why not? Exactly. We needed a He said we needed a new day. And can I say a new way? Well, what is wrong with publishing the heads of agreement? Why do you need to tell me what's in something I can read? I mean, I think you are unwilling to table something, right? Let's be honest. If your family members came to you and said, listen, boy, they did this and something, and man, it is so nice. And right, I have the thing right here. And you say, well, let me see it. And they say, tell me how many times you cross your eye looking at them. If you have to think, it raises suspicion that you have a good thing you don't want to publish in public business. I'm not saying there's anything suspicious, but you're acting suspiciously. That's just the truth. Right? Is the $120 million not $120 million? Is it $120 million in cash in kind? Is it termed out or something like that? What is it? Why would... Somebody asks, okay, is it in the bank? Okay, maybe it ain't in the bank, but that's okay. If you maybe you're delivering it in 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 180 days. What's wrong with that? Just tell me. Let me see it. Because you're not fulsome. Deputy Prime Minister Cooper said that if you were at the thing, you could get the you would have gotten the details. That's not true. I was at it. I was right there. I heard his speech. I heard the Prime Minister's speech. I heard those people's speeches. I heard Ian Rowe's speech. I heard all of them speak. And none of them gave no details. They were touting the glories of the possibilities and of the promises and the offerings, etc. No, I had no problems with none of any of that. Wonderful, beautiful. They had renditions and renderings, etc. I had no timelines, really. I had no details about nothing. I don't know what concessions were given under the Oxford Agreement or no agreement. I don't know what. no details, no such details, and I was right there. In fact, my whole show was taped from there. My whole show. The whole show. And all the people who are listening to the show who talk to me tell me they ain't no details either. So the PM himself confirmed that the Pike deal was concluded this after Pike announced that an OPM came back and claimed making the deal public would harm negotiations. Such rubbish. I don't know. See, I don't know. But at least with the Pike deal, we got this confusion about where they were signed, not signed, etc., right? But we went to a signing of disagreement. We went there. Meaning as far as the broad parameters of what is being proposed for Freeport Grand Bahama is concerned, all everything is done. And to this is now 1 week plus later. And when CCC is one thing, if the prime minister said, in due course, I will table the agreement. If he said that, I don't recall him saying that, but if he had said that, that's fine. But the prime minister seems to be offended by the fact that people are asking him for details. You cannot in government, and in good government, be offended by your public asking you to disclose to them what you did on their behalf. You cannot be offended. You can tell them, I'm not ready yet. I'll do it in a short while. You can say that. That's more polite. But you can't get offended. You can't get offended at the press for doing a job that they exist to do. Offended at an opposition for doing a job it exists to do. And you can't get offended at doing a thing that is a principled function of good governance to do, which is to disclose what you are doing for people on their behalf. Especially a good thing? Man, listen to me. If I were Prime Minister Davis, I would have been in Abaco the next day touting this deal and showing the people all the details of the deal inside the heads of agreement. I'd have moved on from there to Abaco, Bimini, and I'd have gone from Bimini to Eleuthera, and Long Island, and Andros, and Cat Island. I'm on public business. You can say, oh, but you can't be in it. I am on public business telling the Bahamas about what good thing we have done for them. And what a publish that in the newspaper. Publish the whole thing in the newspaper. Big time. Had a nice next communication in Parliament, reading the heads of agreement for people. Hallelujah. Why not? It's a great thing. It's a good thing. That's what I think. That's what I think. Anyway, I was a little surprised. I was a little surprised. Maybe I expect that in due course. Maybe he might table it for the budget. That'd be good. You know, it's part of the budget is disclosing, you know, things that are moving the economy in a particular direction. And so this is a big project. And so maybe you can then take occasion to table the heads of agreement during the course of the budget. That'd be a sweet move. And you didn't even have to tell them I gave you that idea. It'd be a good move. You know, it enhances the context of the budget. And then while you're at it, you can sense the energy reform is another big part of the economic progress offerings for the country. You could table the Pike deal too, and that, again, a great context for the budget. I table all them deals. Man, listen to me. I shut up every opposition voice in a minute. Table, every deal. It's public business. Why wouldn't I? All the contracts we about to sign or we sign, I table every single one of them. I give the press something to read and tell election day if these are good things. Why not? So, Mr. Lang, governments are the managers of the country affairs. But was Mr. Davis making a joke or statement? Don't think that was an appropriate answer. I don't think he was joking, saying to be joking to me. Yeah. You know, like I say always, I mean, Prime Minister Davis is an intelligent man to me. You know, he's a calculating man. I don't think you get to be where he is and not be so, you know. I don't think even in the cards, people expected a long time ago that Prime Minister Davis would become Prime Minister, you know. I think Minister Davis is name. But he became Prime Minister because he's a patient man. He's a man who, you know, he rarely tries to deal and handle people in a way that is not offensive, you know. I think that the statement about Michael was a little out of character. You know, he's not an easy man. I don't want people to take him for light. He's a friendly, affable fella, but the Prime Minister's not, he's not easy. He knows how to get things done. Even hard things, right? So I don't know really why he is taking this posture. I don't. And maybe, you know, in time, it will be revealed. But I think when you're doing good things, as I think the project proposal for Grand Bahama Freeport is, come on, man. What's to hide? What's not to disclose? Let's put it like that. What's not to disclose? And I find that problematic. I do. Honestly, I do. I find it problematic. I think he should correct that. I think he really should. I think he should correct that on the this particular Alukaya project. I think he should correct it on the BPL deal. I think he should correct that. And it becomes such a simple thing. Once you change course, what are people going to say? You change course? Okay. And it's a good thing. I'm changing course on the good things I've done. And that's a problem because it's not. It's not a problem. Good leaders know how to mend their ways. Good leaders know how to course correct. Great leaders know how to accept and acknowledge the wisdom provided about what they are doing, requiring adjustments. And listen, man, in this day and age, we should seek to be great leaders. You know, I was spending time with my kids and I was telling them, you know, I was apologizing to them in some ways for ways in which I conducted my, whether it was in arguments with them or raising my voice excessively with them at times that, you know, I that's not a thing you do and think that's a beautiful thing. No, it's hard to do that, but it's a necessary something if you want to be great. What is greatness? Greatness isn't I'm loved by everybody. I'm most popular on planet Earth. Greatness is whatever represents the best of me. Being that whatever represents the best of me. Being that is great. So if the best of me is someone who can apologize for making mistakes, for doing wrong things, then I am being my best when I do that. And that's where all of us should want to be with each other. We should want to be the best of ourselves. That's where we should want to be, the best of ourselves. We are going to make mistakes. We are going to make bad and wrong choices. We know that to be true, some more than others. But it isn't the error and the mistake and the wrongdoing that condemns us. It's our unwillingness in the face of them and course correct. That is the great, great condemnation. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Z. Afternoon, man. How you doing? How you doing? How you dealing with this heat, man? It's snowing in Canada when you're being to your son?
My brother, you ain't hear what I tell you, eh? I have a 20-pound plus watermelon. Half.
Uh-huh.
And I sit down and I eat that with spoon. I dig that out with spoon.
Okay. Okay, before I say what I got to say, let me just address something what you were saying earlier. I it's the opposite. I don't want a big plate of food, and I don't want a rice pile up. And then the breakfast woman in the morning, I have to tell her, Mom, he's up on the grits. Mom, I don't want all the grits. Yes. Put a little bit of tuna salad or just corned beef on the side, and I'm good to go. If I'm dead hungry, and you put a big plate of food in front of me, he put the rice, I could never eat that. Once I smell and see that, I didn't full. All of my boys, my girl, my son, my mother, before she died, all this dinner time, you taking up your food in the saucer, man, or on a 10-inch plate. And I fall after that. But I don't like hunk up food in a plate like that, man. The minute I see that, I fall. I can't. If I get on a medium plate from the Chinese, spicy pork chop and shrimp fry, right, I got to eat that, you know, that was 6 times. But, now, let me address what you saying earlier. Brother Z, these fellas, them do lame too, man. The government has changed like 5 times every election, like 25, this year to make 25 years. And they don't learn from the other administration mistakes. You have a jingle on your show with Mother Pratt, which I denied long time. I even called in and talked on this. Then they see when she say, man, the politicians are your servants. You're not their servants. You dictate to them what you want. I mean, that's only a myth, man. We know she and Gibson get there. We know the commissioners, them, the police, them get there. We know the money in the bank yet. That's only a myth, man. They don't wait for us. And we can't dictate to them what we want because we don't tell them what we want and they just ignore us every lot. So these administrations like this, they're learning from these out of previous administrations. All of them get rolled for the same. We had 5 one-term government for the same reason. Transparency and accountability. And this younger generation, like them, yeah, my mommy, my grammy will say, oh, you cut me, I bleed yellow. I don't care. I PLP for life. I don't care what type of drug smuggling or whatever going on the PLP. I don't care. They had a PLP. This generation here like that. You like that? I only 55 and I didn't vote for PLP, FNM, DNA. And I might vote for the COI. I just not. So maybe this generation here like that, man. See, have a nice afternoon, man. Enjoy your afternoon.
You too, brother. And what is so curious is, as you say, you know, we have changed administrations every term now for at least 20 years. And what happens is the government comes to power, the party comes to power, and guess what they do? They criticize, they say when they are criticized, yeah, but you all do it too. Listen to me again. When they are criticized for doing something, they say, well, you all can't talk, you all did it too. Not recognizing you all who did it too are out of office. So they are no example of what to do. Because if they were an example of what to do, they'd be in office. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With RF's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car. She had insurance. She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody's yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Fast or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
Ready to talk to someone about your health and receive the personal attention you deserve? Imagine having clear thinking and energy every day. Welcome to New Life, a health store featuring electric cell foods to cleanse and replenish the body, plus an alkaline deli and on-site consultations. New Life, your alternative to disease, located in the Independence Drive Business Park on East Street South. Visit newlifebahamas.com or call 323-6080 or 1.
Did you know you could send a local bank transfer to a Sand Dollar wallet? It's the same as sending a transfer to an account at another local bank. Simply use the wallet's 12-digit top-up address as the account number, savings is the account type, Central Bank of the Bahamas is the bank, and Sand Dollar is the branch with branch code of transit number 12,000. Don't use urgent or priority delivery. Transfers to Sand Dollar wallets are processed through the Bahamas Automated Clearinghouse Network within one business day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join me here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to do so on 323-6232 or 325-4316, or you can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. So I have this text here, says, good afternoon, sir. You ain't lie. That Bahamian restaurant in Toronto, Canada. Oh, yeah. We read that already. So this person sent me a text. They sent me an audio of someone trying to explain why F&M, a rhythm of the government not disclosing, is not warranted. And this audio uses the explanation that while the Prime Minister signed something as head of government, because the hotel is owned by a entity that the government established, that it is really a private entity, and so therefore the government and doesn't have any duty to disclose until the deal is done. First of all, please speak to people who understand, don't understand government when you say that kind of nonsense. Please do so. My friend, come on, please. First of all, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas and his government invited the Bahamian people to a public signing of a document. A public signing of a document called a heads of agreement. It is not between the corporation that owns that property
and those partners. The heads of agreements being the government of the Bahamas and them people. And it was a public signing. And the government said they were disclosing what was in it and so forth, so forth. They invited us to a public signing. If it was a private affair that wasn't done, why are you inviting people to a public affair with using public money? Huh? Set a public protocol on all these kinds of things. Flying your government over to Grand Bahama to this public affair. Who are you all talking to? Who do you guys think you are talking to? Besides, that's like saying to me, oh, if the Prime Minister of the Bahamas decides that he's going to raise national insurance rates, he can't say nothing about it and disclose it to nobody because, you know, national insurance is a private board or PHA. Who are you all talking about? Who are you all talking to? If you draw money from the public treasury, and the government has some say over your affairs in terms of public policy, who are you all talking to? Who do government have to wait on to tell you what they're doing? Absolute nonsense. We didn't ask the government to see a copy of an agreement they have for this little thing or that little thing. We asked the government to publish the heads of agreement, the document they invited the public of the Bahamas to see signed. What are you all talking about? And you think that's an intelligent statement? No, it's an ignorant statement. It's a statement spoken by somebody who does not understand how government works. That's the problem. That's nonsense talk, man. You can't tell the press, they can't ask the government for a document that was publicly signed, not privately signed. Invite all the press to the signing. All the press. And are asking the Bahamian people to celebrate, get on board, be on board. Why would you celebrate, be on board with something that hasn't yet been negotiated? Why would you do that? What sense would it make to be celebrating if the deal ain't done, according to this audio? Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Good try, though. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm well. I need your help with answering this question regarding the budget.
The
pronouncement earlier this morning or yesterday, I stand to be corrected, by the Minister of State, said that the government believes that it will achieve its projected budget deficit of some $69 million.
Hello? So, hold on. Halki, this is not a Minister of State. He's the Minister of Economic Affairs.
Sorry. Minister of Economic Affairs. Correct.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some $69 million budget deficit target.
Mm-hmm.
However, I need to understand with your expertise in the area, the last budget report for 2024, the government did not realize its projected budget deficit of $69 million and some changes. Number may be different. In fact, the budget deficit realized some $300 million, which represents nearly $200 million overspending on the deficit they had expected. My question for you is, one, what mechanisms do you believe that the government has that could get them to their budget deficit target, considering it is already noted that it will not have those taxes? And two, do you believe it is likely that they will achieve this budget deficit projection of $69 million, considering it hasn't achieved any of its previous budget deficit targets to date? Thank you. I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, very good questions, actually. Very good questions. Firstly, yes, the government could realize their deficit target if revenue performance is robust, and they have had some robust revenue performances, and if they cut back on spending, which is not impossible to do, the government could issue a directive to its ministries and departments to cut back on spending. Now, think about this now. This isn't cut back on spending because we're not going to do that spending anymore. Just hold off on that spending because we're not going to do it in this year until we close out the year. And then they could close out the year. So revenue increase, spending reduced, you get your target. Then after you close out the budget, you can let it bust loose in the new budget, right? So you're really only pulling back the water to allow your numbers to look good at the close of a period, not necessarily that you are actually producing a better fiscal result. So that's possible. Do I believe the government will meet its revenue target, its budget target? On paper, possibly. On paper, possibly. In reality, no, I do not. There are ways to manipulate the budget to get a year-end better outcome. That is possible. That is quite possible. So you can front load or back load stuff, and you can manipulate the budget outcome that way. So on paper, yes, it's possible. In reality, I do not believe so. I do not believe so. See, for me, a true surplus or a true balance is I don't have vendors, small and medium-sized businesses and big ones, sitting out there waiting for millions and millions of dollars while I tout to you that I have a balance or surplus. That's nonsense. That's absolute nonsense talk. That's just fooling yourself. But if my vendors are all paid in accordance with the schedule of work that they did, and I have a surplus of balance, then I have a true surplus of balance. But if not, I'm not buying that nonsense at all. But I mean, if that's what you want to do, go ahead. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Good afternoon, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm calling to find out. After they did the hotel signing, and his delegation were to go crossroads to the marketplace to make another big announcement. I wanted to know, was an announcement ever made at the concert and the free fireworks and all that type of stuff? Because I didn't hear it, but I wanted to know if you heard it.
An announcement about what?
We do not know because it never happened.
Yeah, I don't know. I only know about what I heard at the function.
Yeah, but the reporters on TV that he has another big announcement to make across the road at the marketplace, and we never heard anything.
Yeah, nothing was said. Nothing was said since. And in fact, the Prime Minister looked at the British High Commissioner and said, "We are working and waiting from the British High Commissioner with respect to the airport." So that didn't even sound certain. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Okay, we have no more callers on the line. All right, producer, let's take our final break then. And when we come back, discussions. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. Storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters.
masters, bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
Looking for insurance that fits your lifestyle and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexible options for third-party liability and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Right here, man. Mr. Lang, let me ask you something. If the PLP was in opposition, don't you think they'd be asking the same questions?
Man, please. Absolutely.
You know they would have been all over this. How you going to tell telling you ain't got no money? How you going to, when you get it?
Absolutely. And rightly so. They would have been doing it rightly so.
It would have been right for them to do so. When these people, you know, the other day when the Prime Minister made a statement about Mr. Pintard and the type of work he, what he was doing, you know, the most, what I call damaging or demeaning part was the almost the insinuation that Mr. Pintard was somehow getting his money untowardly. Because he's asked the question, but, you know, who is paying his bills? And, you know, to suggest that he is not getting his funds legitimately is...
But the Minister of Finance don't have to ask that, because the Minister of Finance is the one who has to approve his payment as leader of the opposition and getting the same salary he was getting.
I mean, I guess, according to Mr. Davis, that isn't sufficient to take care of his needs, because, you know, he know Mr.
That's,
Mr.
That's absolute nonsense. That man also has a professional wife who has a very good position. It's just nonsense. It's just nonsense talk. Absolute nonsense talk.
And when the Prime Minister said, that the Bahamian people want to know. I know Mr. Prime Minister speaks for us when he speaks on our behalf internationally and what as our prime minister, but to say that the Bahamian people want to know, I really want to know, like Frankie Campbell say, the people tell him what? The first six months? Stay out of people's business next six months? Mind your own. Have a good day, buddy.
You know, this my PLP friend text me now. This my PLP friend who denies he's a PLP. I know him. Says, good afternoon again, sir. I continues, I have absolutely no problem with the government tabling the agreements when the deal is done. Boy, ignorance really is a serious thing. It is quite obvious you don't understand agreements. Why you didn't condemn Mr. Pintad for not showing up? I don't understand agreements. You sign a heads-up agreement. A heads-up agreement. Snoopy Alexander Ingram signed many heads of agreement. What did he do? Table them in the House of Assembly. Many heads of agreement. The Progressive Liberal Party in opposition founded the Minister administration, the heads of agreement that they had signed with Orban. Them. And you could be ignorantly telling me I don't understand agreements? That is where your intelligence has lodged you? I'm not going to read your stuff no more because you're obviously demonstrating to me now something worse than being untruthful about your affiliation. Something worse. And you have been untruthful about your affiliation. You've been untruthful. Former police officer. And as for Mr. Pintaraj not showing up, first of all, my understanding from Mr. Pintad is that he got an invitation 2 days before the thing. He did better than me. Mine came the day before, the evening before. But I went. Right? I went. Mr. Pintad had, according to what I was told, that they had lined up for some time prior to getting the invite 2 days in before. Now, I can't speak for Mr. Pintad. If it was me, and I can understand why he might not show up. I can understand. I can tell you, boy, because the function was a professionally orchestrated stage function. But I can tell you, man, isn't it me, boy? It was also representative, and rightly so, of the political party that was the party in government. So maybe feeling a little awkward. If it was me, though, I would have showed up. I ain't gonna lie to you. I would have gone. Only in the peculiar circumstances of Freeport, I would have gone for Freeport, right? But I don't. You want to hold that against them, but you don't want us to hold against the government that it will not release and will not publish the heads of agreement? You want to hold against Mr. Pintad didn't go? Well, of course, if you're a PLP and that's what your position is, I understand that. I understand exactly where you are. Understand one and didn't go? Please. Say, Mr. Lang, to your PLP friend, the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You better believe it. Better believe it. Not only is a mind a terrible thing to waste, a support is a terrible thing to smother in the dung of our unrelenting support of anything for our side. See, you can still be a supporter of your side, even when they are doing something that you regard as stupid or not right or something. But be willing to say so. Or be at least willing to acknowledge it. And don't be running from who you are. If you're FNM, be FNM. If you're PLP, be PLP. If you're COI, be COI. You live in a free country. You live in a country that cannot condemn you for your conscience or affiliation. Don't be ducking and dodging. Shameful. This is the same texter, mind you. This is the same texter. You see the same texter here who denies he's PLP. This is the same texter who always defended PLP, and I don't have nothing wrong with a PLP. The same texter. It's the same person who started cussing, talking about, oh, Ingram say you don't need to get together. But he is silent as a lamb on the fact that Prime Minister Davis was reported in the press just the other day admonishing his people to be together, to be united, to stop talking their business in the public and stop being divided because they have to get ready for battle. And he expects me to believe him. You know, we have a word for that, you know. The word for it is, the definition of the word for it is that you act one way when you are another way. In other words, you are an actor. That's what the word is. So you see, in hindsight, I am happy that Pindar didn't go. We would have been made to feel very uncomfortable given that PLP rally that I saw televised now. Details are sketchy, as the saying goes. Yeah, like I said, I mean, and I would have gone, if I didn't like something that I saw when I was there or had questions while I was there, I can tell the press standing right there. Tell the press about it. And now the text one try to tell me, never say he was in the pit. Man, I wouldn't even give you a platform to air such nonsense. So good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Can you please tell me what the elaborate celebration was about if the Prime Minister himself basically admitted to having a completed hotel deal? Was it just public ploy? We as Bahamians need to focus on the betterment of our country and stop being so politically obsessed. Absolutely. Great question. What was the celebration about? What was the signing for? What did we sign? I am to celebrate that Grand Bahama's on the move. Grand Bahama's change has come. Grand Bahama time has come. And then this person is trying to tell me I can't get nothing yet because ain't nothing signed yet. Okay. Okie dokie. Y'all know there's a commercial one. Y'all ever see there's this commercial on where they have this half donkey walking around a half donkey. Y'all ever see that commercial? Is that a YouTube commercial or was that on TV? But the half donkey. Yeah, what did we sign? Great question. Right? All these apologists running up around the place. Apologists saying, no, we shouldn't, there's nothing on the table yet. On the table yet. And the public of the Bahamas spend tens of thousands of dollars. I ain't asking y'all. Tens of thousands of dollars to go to that show. For what? According to these folks, for an announcement? And Michael Pintard should have showed up to an announcement. Michael Pintard, the leader of the opposition and his team, should have showed up to an announcement. Okay. That sounds great. Sounds fantastic. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. God's best life. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Be well.